It's always nice, as you know, when a dinner invitation comes in the post. So we were very excited when an organisation called Food Cloud invited us to a feast, no less, in Smock Alley Theatre in Temple Bar last week. But on further reading of the invitation, it turned out to be a dinner with a difference. The entire menu would be cooked from supermarket surplus and ingredients that would ordinarily be thrown away in an effort to highlight food waste. The Food Cloud feast was attended by 160 people, all of whom paid €37 for a three-course meal. So the Mooney shows, Katrina McFadden put on her best frock and went along. The first person she met was co-founder of Food Cloud, Isolt Ward. The 23-year-old Trinity graduate organised the whole event, and she told Katrina what Food Cloud is all about.
So Food Cloud is a not-for-profit social enterprise that connects businesses that have surplus food to charities in their community through a smartphone app and a website. We first founded Food Cloud, myself and Evan O'Brien, when we were in Trinity. Evan was doing a master's and a dissertation on surplus food redistribution, and I was studying business and economics, and we both committed to finding a viable solution for food waste in Ireland.
So how does it work? Where do you get your surplus food from?
So we work with retailers like Tesco and other businesses like Starbucks and cafes. And at the end of the evening, when they have any food that they might not be able to sell the next day, they can use our app to upload details of the food that they have left and specify a time for collection. A text message notification is then sent out to all the most appropriate charities in the community who might want to avail of the offer. The first charity to text back collects the food. When a charity signs up for Food Cloud, they fill out an application form where they can specify the types of food that they'd like to avail of, the times that they're available, and the distance that they can travel. And then notifications are sent out to the charities based on those criteria.
Now, what kinds of food are donated? Is it just fruit and vegetables?
It's mostly perishable products, so it would have a lot of fruit and vegetables, and then also bakery products, and then things that might have damaged packaging or even could be labelled incorrectly. So you can actually have a huge variety of the food that's on offer.
Now, you're only going since October. Any idea, could you put a figure on how much food or the amount of food that you've actually redistributed at this stage?
I can indeed. We've redistributed over 6.5 tonnes of food now, and that is the equivalent of over 15,000 meals to our network of 40 charities between Dublin and Drogheda.
So tonight we're going to sit down and experience the Food Cloud Feast. Tell me a little bit about tonight's event and the thinking behind it.
The Food Cloud Feast is a celebration of the delicious potential of lost and forgotten foods. So you'll be wined, dined, and hopefully inspired to take action against food waste. All the ingredients have been sourced from surplus, and a lot of vegetables, because they're grade 2, won't go to supermarkets, so we were able to source quite a lot of surplus vegetables and the rest.
Does grade 2 mean like knobbly potatoes and knobbly carrots?
Yeah, so maybe like a forked carrot or a love heart shaped potato. That might just be a bit awkward for people to peel.
Okay.
So they don't often make it to the supermarkets, and therefore we were able to use these wonky vegetables tonight to serve up delicious food.
Isolt, best of luck with the event tonight, and with your permission, we might just ask some of the diners what they thought of the meal as they're eating it. What do you think of that?
Yeah, that would be brilliant, Katrina. Thanks a million for having us on the show.
Okay, guys, we need to go with the tomato and cardamom spinach soup now.
Yes, chef.
On the way, chef.
Hi, I'm Sophie Morrison. I've been asked by Food Cloud tonight to be the chef for the Food Cloud Feast. So I'm cooking a delicious Indian-themed feast tonight for everyone. We're standing in the kitchen right now of Smock Alley, and we're looking at a delicious potato vindaloo and some lemongrass and coriander rice going on over there as well. All smelling delicious.
Gorgeous smells in here. It's absolutely lovely. Is it all vegetarian tonight, or what's on the menu?
The vegetarian is the star of the show, really, because the main issue with food waste is fruit and veg. That's what we waste the most. So I really wanted to celebrate the vegetables tonight and show just how delicious you can make veg with a few spices and some interesting flavours. But we do have one meat dish, a lamb dish as well. My favourite in the main feast is the potato vindaloo, which uses a mixture of potatoes and sweet potatoes. I wanted to go with that because apparently potatoes are the vegetable that we actually waste the most, which I was surprised to hear. Also, a really sad fact is that Irish people have really reduced the consumption of potatoes over the last few years, which I think is such a shame, you know. So I wanted to really show a dish that would celebrate the humble potato for us tonight.
Okay, so we've got potatoes. What else is on the menu?
We have a slow-cooked lamb korma, and again, I wanted to use a cut of meat that we don't normally go for as consumers. We normally tend to go for the leg, but I went for the shoulder to highlight the potential of other cuts that we can get out of them. So I just played around with the dishes for a few days and came up with some that I really liked. So hopefully now people will think the same.
Now, sorry for interrupting your dinner. Can I ask you what you're eating there? Looks lovely.
No problem at all. It is delicious. I'm actually having the lamb korma. It's lovely. It's crazy to think that all of this wasted food has been made into such a lovely feast here tonight, and it's an excellent event. It's really, really great.
I'll let you back to your dinner. Thanks a million.
Thanks a million.
Odile Le Balloc, I'm the project manager for Stop Food Waste at the EPA.
Now, this is a great event tonight, Odile, really highlighting the amount of food that gets wasted and can be chopped up and made into beautiful curries and all the different things that we're getting tonight. Give me some of the statistics about the amount of food that we waste here in Ireland.
I suppose we waste around 1 million tonnes a year. This is the food waste that we know about, and it doesn't include food waste from agriculture. It's mainly from production, from households and commercial sector. Now, almost 60% of that comes from commercial sector and households, and we know that the most of that is actually post-consumption. So this food that we're having tonight, which is generally, you know, about food that is surplus food from supermarkets and that, there is actually a bigger issue relating to people in their homes and also when they're out and about in the food services industry. So I suppose one of the messages that is we're keen to get out today is that, you know, individuals have their role to play as well, and we don't really want to put it all back to the consumer. I think there is a role for supermarkets to help educate consumers better about food. Generally, the two reasons why people waste food is that they either don't use it on time or they buy too much, and a lot of that can be down to if you plan carefully, even just 5 minutes look in your cupboards before you go shopping, that kind of thing. It doesn't have to be a major meal plan, but even if you did actually sit down and write down 5 days menus worth, that'll help people plan a little bit more ahead of time and then not to be seduced by special offers. I think some of the supermarkets in the UK have agreed that they're not going to put things like salads and, you know, things that expire quite quickly on special offer, you know, 2-for-1, that kind of thing, because that's the kind of thing people buy not thinking that they're not going to use it and it'll end up in the bin.
Now, you work in trying to stop food waste. Have you ever been at an event like this before?
No, I haven't, and I'm really excited about this event. I think it's really interesting to see the kind of people that are here, and I do think, you know, there isn't going to be one single answer for the issue of food waste. So I think it's great to get people who all have their own part to play, and one of the key areas that we are here today for Food Cloud is that they're putting surplus food with people who actually need food. And I think that's a really important thing, where, you know, food going into the bin, not only are, you know, most people will admit that they're bothered by doing it, and a lot of that is for more social and moral reasons than the fact that it's going to harm the environment. And I think it's with projects like Food Cloud and the Bio Food Bank, it's actually great that we can mop up that surplus food and distribute it to people who need it.
Now, if I was sitting beside you at dinner tonight and I didn't finish my plate, would you be mad?
It's funny, every dinner I go to, people always, even at lunch in the canteen and work now, that everybody is kind of going, oh, we better eat up, Odile is here now.
Enjoy your dinner.
Thank you.
Bum.